which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is lying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Dominic! Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
Never mind. Let's just try all that.
Slav?
No, what I was trying to do was get a roundabout way of making fun of the fact that in order for you to do a British accent, most of the time you have to go, Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
But then it was going, and I saw the end of the tracks, and the train was still going for it, and I said, let's just jump off.
Yeah.
Let's jump off of that, but sorry, I was running a little late. I was watching the end of A Kitchen Nightmares that I don't think I had ever seen before.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
Dylan's, which is the Indian restaurant. It was the second episode.
Second episode ever?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I don't know. It was called Dylan's, and it was an Indian restaurant?
Well, it had a little bit of everything. It was like Indian. And
was it like
awesome.
The Dream Cafe and like at the Franks and Beans? And
yeah, and you could also get like American.
And the pasta.
Like,
yeah.
It was like three menus. And you could get all that shit. And like sheets were draped on the walls. And he was like, what the fuck is this?
Well, yeah, but if the sheets draped on the walls, you know it's Indian. I could just take like my bed sheets, put them on the walls and
yeah,
be like, yo,
it was
I'm
just white sheets.
Serving curry.
But you know that meme that's him yelling at a guy, and he's like, you burned the chicken so black, it stole my bike, and the, what was the one that you sent me? Because it was that picture, too. The chicken so raw, a skilled vet could still bring it back to life.
Yes, yeah, that's my favorite.
That picture was like the little thumbnail on Hulu, so I was like, I don't think I've seen this one before, but I know that picture, so I have to watch it. And then they do this kitchen was absolutely disgusting, and in the intro they're like, Gordon Ramsay found a kitchen that was so disgusting it might be his most challenging mission yet, and I'm like, this is the second episode.
I would hope it would be.
This one was easy compared to the last one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But he actually hired, like, steam cleaners to come
in really?
and clean the kitchen. Yeah. But he comes in, and he's like, Gordon is going to extreme lengths to clean the kitchen. And he comes out of his restaurant, London in New York, because it's, like, two blocks away, wearing, like, the white head-to-toe hazmat suit and, like, the hose and extension for, like, a steam cleaner. And then he starts walking down the street. Just walking to the restaurant, but they're playing like the pseudo Ghostbusters music.
Oh, God.
Like music that's supposed to invoke Ghostbusters, and you're just like, all right, this is interesting. And then they cut to like people in windows just looking at him and laughing.
Yeah, of course.
And he's like, I want these people to know I mean business. And then after he makes them clean everything, he's like, we're going on a field trip, and takes them to his restaurant, and he's like, this is what a kitchen should look like. And the kitchen's, like, the size of my house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think he just means in cleanliness, but that is a giant kitchen. But you know there's, like, two guys there, their whole job is to just clean the kitchen. So anyway, I watched that, and then Martin, who was, like, maybe a British guy, or maybe a guy that's just always trying to sound British. He walked off and was just like, I'm done. Because Ramsay hated him. So.
Mm. Weird.
Anyway, so how are you, sir?
All right, how are you?
You know, I'm alive.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm alive.
Being alive is good.
For some reason, I haven't thought about it in a while, that UFO porno video. Remember that?
Oh, UFO porno! Yeah, that was good.
UFO porno!
It was like Russian or something.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I mean, what if it's weird, it's Russian.
Yeah, just aliens just humping shit.
Yeah.
Like, dry humping everything like they were dogs, just going, oh!
Yeah, you want to.
That was such a weird. Oh, it's Finnish.
Oh, okay.
I did a quick Google search. Just because if anybody doesn't know what we're talking about, I just want to. Here, real quick. Hyvät naiset ja herrat, television katselijat. Seuraavaksi vuorossa.
Ufo porno!
Ufo porno! You gotta watch the video too. Anybody who just heard that needs to watch the video as well.
I do also like that they pronounce it Ufo porno.
Ufo porno!
Yeah.
Ufo porno! So I have gotten into the habit lately of buying stuff just randomly on Amazon. And, like, semi-weird stuff, too. Not, like, fake pussies and stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
But did I tell you the story about my watch?
No, I did not hear the story about your watch.
So my watch that I wear every day, just a normal Timex watch.
The Indiglo?
Yeah, the Indiglo, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Battery died on it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I gotta take it to get the battery swapped out.
You bring that thing to, like, a jeweler?
Well, that's what I always assumed.
I mean, they're like, sir, this is a $25 watch.
Well, hang on, though. Yeah. Well, I was just like, that's what my parents always did. They would always take it to, like, this back room in Macy's where, like, this Indian woman worked. Like, you go back to this far corner, like, you follow those signs at the top of each little floor, and it's like, menswear this way, ladieswear that way, and then at the bottom, it's like, watch repair that way.
Yeah.
So you go into this back thing by, like, the bathrooms and the elevator, and you hand the person your watch, and you're like, I need a new battery, and they take the watch, and they're like, okay. And then they, like, go back and do God knows what to it. Like,
just... do God knows what to it.
Jerking all right. off all over, whatever.
Yeah, the lubrication, you know.
And they take out the battery and put a new battery back in, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, that's a fucking racket. And second of all, I don't have the time for that shit.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm a modern man. I can replace my own watch battery.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, I'm looking at the back of my watch, and there's a little tab where you can get leverage to pop the back off. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Pop off the back, I'll figure out what battery I need, go to the Walmart, get the battery, come back, put the battery in, pop the case on, boom, done. It's not that simple.
Oh, no, it isn't?
No. So I took my knife, which I actually also bought it on Amazon one day. I was like, I need a new, like, pocket knife. So I bought, like, a real nice, well, decent knife. It's actually pretty similar to the one that our buddy Hawko has, except it doesn't have, like, the flashlight on it.
Okay.
But it's, like, the same brand.
Yeah, he loves that thing.
So I pop the back off.
He's such a dad.
Look at this, son. It's got solar panel right here. You put it out. Flashlight.
Dude, check it out. It was only, dude, enough.
No, I take it out. I put it solar panel up next to my bed every
That'd
night.
It'd be great if it did have a solar panel, though. It, you know what? I'd give him all sorts of credit if it did.
No, it really does.
No, wait, you're right. It did have a solar panel, didn't it?
I mean, it's not like a high-tech one. It's the same one that was in those calculators.
The old calculators, yeah.
I mean, I think they still make it like
that. Oh, God, I can't wait till he listens to this episode and he's screaming at his phone or whatever he listens on.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah, no, it does have a solar panel.
He's getting so mad he probably just died playing The Division because he's yelling at the phone. Yep. Sorry, Hawko.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Yeah.
So, same brand, anyway. So, I pop off, I use that, pop off the back of the watch.
Okay.
Get the code off the little battery, go to Walmart, pick up a new battery, a little Energizer battery, bring it back, put the battery in, go to press the back on, won't go on.
Huh.
Won't go on. I try everything I can to put it back on. Can't do it.
Okay.
So I Google it, and they're like, okay, well, you need, like, equal pressure on all the points at the same time. And there's a guy that, and he shows doing it, and he gets, like, a soda bottle cap and, like, puts it on and does it. On a different Timex watch. But I was like, okay, so maybe I'll try that. So I'm trying all these fucking caps.
I love that it's the fucking Timex with the Indiglow. Continue.
My wife got me that watch.
I know, it's great.
So I'm trying, like, different size bottle caps. I'm running around the house looking for bottle caps to push onto this thing.
God.
I can't get it fucking on the thing. So I'm like, all right, fine. I guess I'll just have to, like, suck up my pride, go to a watch, find a watch shaman or whatever.
And shaman?
Yeah. You know, a guy.
What are you looking for, the guy in fucking Temple of Doom?
That took you way too long to pull that, but...
Yeah, oh, shut up.
So I was like, okay, so I gotta find a watch guy to put the backpack on, and I'm like, all right, so I'm gonna take it and just be like, yeah, it was the weirdest thing. My son somehow figured out how to pop off. Like, I was coming up with all these things.
Were you gonna say your son did it, or as in it was your son's watch?
I think I was gonna say or my both. Son or both. I hadn't decided yet.
Oh, no, my son is stupid watch.
Yeah, or I was gonna be like... Or it's going to be like, no, my wife saw this thing on Pinterest that you can replace your own watch battery. So she tried doing it. Ugh, take my wife, please.
Yeah, please, somebody.
So I was like, all right, fine, whatever. So it sat on my desk for like a week and waited for me to try and find time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And then one night I'm working late. It's storming out, so we have no customers coming in. And I was like... What tool do those watch shamans use to put the backpack onto a battery? Like, or the backpack onto a watch? And I was like...
Yeah, a Sprite cap.
You have to get a bottle cap from a Pepsi Clear bottle. That's the only one that works.
Pepsi Clear.
They were actually a little bit different than all the other ones. So I'm like... I wonder if there's a tool I can get on Amazon that'll, like, do this.
God.
So I look online. Sure enough, there is, like, a press that you can get with different, like, screw-in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like, it almost looks like something, like, if it didn't have the bottom piece, like, it would be mounted on something and you would just, like, push down... to put a corkscrew into a wine, like a wine bottle, and then pull up and take the cork out.
Okay.
That's like the top half of it, and then there's a base, and then you can screw in these different plastic pieces into the base and into that top part to fit whatever size watch you're working with. And it was like $12. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to order this thing. Like, it's 8:30 at night. There's no customers. I'm waiting to go home.
You figured, why not?
Yeah, let me just order this. It's $12. Because my limit normally for, like, buying a random thing online is, like, $15.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll have it in 2 days. I'll try it, whatever. So it comes 2 days later. And my wife's home when it shows up. And she's like, what's in the Amazon box? I was like, I'll tell you in a minute as soon as I find out if it works or not. And she's probably like, oh, God, it's another penis pump.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We know it didn't work last time.
But I try it, and I'm trying to figure out how the plastic pieces, like, I know how they screw in, obviously, but I'm trying to figure out how to, like, align the right ones to get the watch thing to work.
Right.
So I try it. I get what I think is the right combination, and it doesn't work. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck. So I told my wife, I was like, all right, I spent $12 on this thing to put a watch backpack on, and it didn't work, I don't know. And then I think later that night, I was, like, sitting there, she was off at rehearsal or whatever, and I was like, let me try this fucker again. Let me try one more time to see if I can figure out how to get this work. And then I figured it out, and I got the watch backpack on the watch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, like, you set it face down... in the bottom piece, and then you have to get the top piece to line up just right with the outside circle, because you do have to apply pressure at the same way, at the same time, basically. So you just pull down on the handle, and then it just pushes it all into place.
Well, I mean, hey, I know I'm fascinated.
I think that's why, because I think part of the problem is it's got that seal on it, so it's like waterproof up to 500 feet or whatever. So you go, whatever.
500 feet?
Or, no, 50 feet.
No, I mean, maybe it is, but, like, who the hell is diving 500 feet?
Well, isn't, like, the one that James Bond wears, like, it's, like, 5 miles down you can go or something like that?
I mean, I don't,
like,
think it's... No, no one's going... I don't think submarines go 5 miles down, sir. It might be 500 feet.
Hang on. Waterproof. Or no, they never say waterproof. They would say water resistant.
Resistant. Because I don't think any watch is truly waterproof. Because otherwise you wouldn't be able to open it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you could make it waterproof, but you'd never be able to open it.
But it would all, you would also have to, like, it would have to be able to withstand the pressure.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, fine, I'm pretty sure, like, the Titanic is, like, 3 miles down, so I don't, yeah.
1,000 feet is what this, okay, this Rolex Submariner is.
So, like, half a mile.
So the Timex is probably, like, 100 feet. Maybe. Maybe it's 50 feet. You can wear it in the pool, is what I'm saying.
You could wear it in the pool.
What I'm saying
is, if you get in the shower and you forget to take the watch off, you're okay.
You're probably okay.
That's legit.
Okay, so that was the first of the most recent things that I was like, I'm going to just random purchases off Amazon. Last week we did talk about the me possibly just buying a turntable, which I never actually did. But, like,
now it's a bunch of shitty watch.
No, I bought the watch thing a while ago before I bought.
Oh,
the,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That was like a month ago that I bought the watch thing.
Yeah.
Actually, the other random thing that I bought shortly before that was John Taffer's book "Raise the Bar."
Oh, you bought it?
Yeah.
Is it? Have you gotten it yet?
I did get it. I haven't had a chance to crack. I read the first, like, page of it, or a couple pages of it, but...
Is it in all caps?
No, it's not. That was, like, the first random thing that I bought. Actually, no, the first random thing, really, in this whole series of discussing it was, I randomly bought that, Shit, I lost it. The Jonathan Lee Rich's book.
Oh, like, right.
That really starts it. I bought the Jonathan Lee Rich's book... then I bought the mics. Then I bought a pet carrier so I can bring my cat eventually back to Pennsylvania. Then I bought John Taffer's book. Then I bought the watch thing. Then yesterday, my wife and I are talking, and she was like, "I think I want to, like, only eat Chinese food with chopsticks." And I was like, you know, I've thought about that too. Like, we should have chopsticks so that we can try to, like, seem cultured and eat Chinese food with chopsticks.
Yeah, seem cultured.
So,
like, who are you showing off for?
Well, I didn't say that to her, but I was like, my thought has always been, I was like, I should learn to eat with chopsticks because then, like, I can feel like I kind of know something and be like, I can eat with chopsticks. Can you? I don't know. Mm. Weird thought. Anyway. So I was like, let me see how much chopsticks are on Amazon.
You know, you can get them free with, like, at the Chinese restaurant, right?
Well, like, decent, like, chopsticks just to have. So, like, if we even make, like, ramen for, like, a 50 cents, we can eat that with chopsticks.
I don't like you.
What? Which part of that sentence?
This whole thing. No, not the whole thing. I'm sorry. The chopstick
thing. Anyways.
And I use chopsticks when I eat Chinese food. Don't get me wrong. I do. Or especially sushi.
Well, here's the thing. They don't always give it to you when you order it. Like, if you call in, you gotta, you know. So, anyway, we're just talking about how we should have chopsticks. Okay. So I was like, well, there's $6 for a set of five on, like, five pairs on Amazon.
That would be so great if they gave you five chopsticks and it was just a feeling. You're like, what the fuck do I do with this?
In case you lose one, you get another one free.
Yeah.
And then today is perhaps the strangest purchase of all this so far. I bought today on Amazon a lock picking set.
Oh man, how much was it?
$14.
Okay, all right.
So it's it's within my $15 limit.
Yeah. Prime eligible?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll have it by Thursday.
Oh okay. Oh good, good. I was concerned about when you'd get it. okay, all right.
So for some reason, I walk up to the front desk today, and our normal receptionist is training another person, and for some reason they are playing around with some of the locked drawers. Like, they lock the drawers and then are playing around with paper clips trying to, like, pick the locks. And I was like,
they're really tempting fate there.
I was like, why are you doing this? And they're like, I don't know. Isn't that cool? Kind of like, wouldn't it be cool if you could do it? And they just have, like, one paper clip that they're, like, shoving in the lock, and they don't really know what they're doing.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, so you need two things, and one's for tension, and then the other one you move back and forth to try and get the tumblers to fall into place.
Right.
Because I understand the basics of it.
Right. Well, I mean, not all, like, locks on, like, a drawer are going to be that complicated.
Right.
A lot of them are just going to be, like, move one thing, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I
but I was like, they're basically just taking a paperclip and shoving it into the lock and trying to turn it.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
So I was like, all right. And they were like, how do you know how it works? And I was like, I don't know. I watch YouTube videos.
Video games?
And yeah. Well, that, video
I
games.
I played Skyrim.
I played Skyrim. I played the one Assassin's Creed game where they were like, let's try lock picking. And then they were like, all right, let's not do lockpicking anymore.
Right. Yeah, yeah, I know. They were just, we're done with that.
I played the most recent one, and it was like, hold circle button to lockpick. And I was like, oh, I guess I don't have to do like a little mini thing.
Fallout did a bunch of lockpicking, too.
Yeah, yes. And then you'd break the picks and be like, oh, fuck, I gotta go.
Motherfucker.
I gotta go all the way back to this one guy to get a lockpick.
Oh.
Fuck. So I have a basic premise of it, and they were amazed by this, and they were like, you watched a lot of TV, didn't you? And I was like, yeah. And then I thought back to, like, growing up as a kid watching, like, Simon and Simon and Remington Steele and all the shows that had, like, the lockpicks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I always wanted a lockpick kit. And I was like, I wonder if it's on Amazon. So I looked it up, and it was, like, $13.88. And I was like, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah. And why not?
Yeah, and they were like...
So, all right, so if I may jump ahead...
Okay.
Are you going to be purposely locking things and then testing it out?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so... to tell this part of the story, I kind of have to break a rule, but I'll speak somewhat codedly, and then more will be revealed there. I'm going to have locks on my hands, because we're going to have to change some locks to something soon.
Okay.
So once we change the locks, I'm going to take the old locks and, like, just mount them in wood.
Yeah.
And then I can practice on those.
Mount them in wood.
Well, yeah. Nice.
No. I know what you're saying. It's funny because you're trying to be vague.
Well, no, I'll take those locks out. No, literally, I'll take a 2x4 and just drill holes in them. Maybe bigger than 2x4, but I'll just take a piece of wood, drill the holes, and install the locks into that piece of wood.
Right.
And then I can just lock them and then practice picking the locks that way.
Gotcha.
But it's... I thought about it then, and I remembered something that I haven't thought about in 4 years. It's not... It might not be a bad skill to have, especially if we ever have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, 4 years ago, we were in Cape Cod right before my nephew was born. My brother rented a Cape Cod house that we stayed at, and then my sister and her husband had a house out there. And I think my niece was, like, 3 at the time, and she locked herself into one of the bedrooms by accident.
Uh-huh.
So she's 3, and we're trying to talk her through turning the little thing in the knob.
Yeah.
And my brother's freaking out. Like, they're trying to, like, tell her how to do it. And then I was like, oh, God, like, how do we get her out of here?
Mm-hmm.
And then I remembered that on a lot of like bedroom doors, you can very easily pop the lock open with a credit card.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was like, oh wait, and then I took a card out. It was actually my AAA card.
Oh, nice. And, always prepared.
And slid it between the door frame and the door, and you can push that that metal piece that like pushes in when you go to close the door and then pops back out. Like you can push that through because of how it's shaped.
Right.
Pop open the door. So I did that, and then we were able to get her out, but I was like, what if we weren't able to do that? It'd be nice to have some lockpicking skills, is the way I justified it today.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, for 14 bucks, I mean, why not? You're gonna have to probably take a couple,
like YouTube classes.
YouTube classes, yeah. Exactly, but you know, I mean, all in all, it's really not that big of an investment.
No, I mean, it's 14 bucks. It falls within my $15 limit. I might as well just try it.
So your rule is that you'll buy basically anything as long as it's under 15 bucks.
If it's yeah, pretty much anything as long as I'm like kind of interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy it for 15 bucks.
Okay.
If I'm like, oh, this would be cool to have, and it's 15 bucks, I'll be like, yeah. The only thing that doesn't necessarily apply to is like movies. Because you can find a lot of movies on Amazon for, like, $5.
Right.
But I try to limit myself for that. But if it's something that I feel, like, would be kind of cool to have, or it's just, like, a random thing, or, like, I can see multiple uses for it. Like, I'm gonna have to change that watch battery again. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah? Yeah? Yeah, at some point you will.
And now I know which little plastic things to screw on in order to change it.
Man, that Indiglo, I want you to be like 40 and be like telling me about like the Indiglo.
And like how it's still working?
Yeah, and about how I had to use the thing the other day because I had to change the battery.
Yeah. And then I was in the war and I had to shove it. The only place they wouldn't find it. My ass.
My ass.
One day my son will have this Indiglo watch.
Oh, God, you imagine you pass down the Indiglo?
I hope I do.
He's so great.
Now,
son, this is yours.
This is your legacy. It was not in my ass. But if it makes you feel better, I'll put it there.
Oh, man, the legacy of the Indiglo watch.
And I'll say it was to hide it from Charlie. No, not your grandfather, Charlie. Charlie, like, ah, forget it.
When I would go to Quincy.
When I would go to Quincy, I would shove it in the only place they wouldn't find it. My ass.
My ass. Yeah. Well, I think that's a good, plan.
Yeah,
I think you should keep the Indigo as long as you can.
I think, I think the watch thing I might have to use again. If there's potential use for it again. The chopsticks, definitely.
You could also use them in your hair.
Yeah. The lockpicking set, maybe.
Well, I want to hear how the test phase goes.
For the lockpicking?
Yeah.
Oh, I will definitely document the shit out of that. When we get to that, I will... Let me see real quick. Is there any other random interesting shit I've bought on Amazon? Nah, because I did need a new wallet. That part is true. So that's last 6 months. Let's see if I bought any random shit in 2015 off of Amazon. No, because those were kind of gifts. You know what's fucked up about Amazon is when you buy gifts for other people and then, like, a while later you log in and it's like, would you be interested in this new Murder, She Wrote novel? And you're like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I know. Yeah, it does that. It was like... Oh, what did it say? I bought something. It was, like, lighthouse-themed for Sue. And it was like, would you like a book about lighthouse ghost stories? I was like, no, not at all.
Yeah. Like, for a while, they just keep bringing it up, and you're like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
No, I think, actually, I think the random purchases are only, are actually pretty new.
Mm.
Why did I order that? I don't remember ordering that. That's weird.
Mm.
Apparently, at some point, I ordered the movie Black Dynamite.
Oh, Black Dynamite. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I don't think I own Black Dynamite, though. Maybe it was a gift that I don't remember.
Really? Oh, it's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that was when I was doing the randomness of my new orders is what might concern me.
Nice.
Honey, it's $15. I'm going to get it. Oh, boy. It goes back to Quantum Leap again. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Honey, I got a thing that can make macaroni. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It was $15.
We're gonna dump Italian dressing all over.
get me your mom's sauce recipe and a hunk of sandwich pepperoni from Giant Eagle. About this thick, eh?
Oh, God.
Yins want to come over for my homemade macaroni?
Yins. You people. You fucking people.
Yins people. So anyway. So I'm buying weird stuff on Amazon. Another weird thing, which I wanted to touch on, because then I want to get to your thing. But it ties in. It connects. This was a while ago. But did you see an article about how Pornhub is going to do, like, narration for...
Oh, for blind people.
For blind people of pornos?
Yes.
Have you found it? Have you found one that is like that?
No.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't looked because I usually have other things on my mind.
I'm usually looking for a porno that I would like to see. Literally, see? No, I haven't come across one. I heard what was supposedly audio of it. They played it on the radio. It was supposedly, like, the start of it, and it was, like, describing what was going on. It was kind of funny. But no, I haven't actually listened to it.
Because I want to see... How do you find it?
I don't know, I'm sure, like, just in the search, you can probably be, like, well, I guess, what would you call it? I guess,
hang on, it's now offering a new category of erotica, described video.
Okay, so I bet if you search described video, let's see. Let's see.
All right.
Pornhub in my favorites.
Describe.
It's not actually my favorites, but if I hit P in the search bar, it's the first thing that comes up.
So, well, here's the thing, because like a long time ago, I watched the beginning of like Terminator 2.
Yeah.
With like the blind narration on it. And it was like, skulls litter the floor, like the ground. A metal foot comes down and steps on it.
Yeah.
And it was real kind of weird. Here's something.
Is this Teen Latina squirts while getting cream pied? That was the first one that came up for me.
Yeah. Yes, I believe that is. Well, you're plugged in, so you can't play. I just want to see.
Let's see what it sounds like.
Because I want to hear, like, the description ahead, like, just leading up to it.
The video, starring Veronica Rodriguez, is titled Teen Latina Squirts While Getting Cream Pied, and is 9
yes!
minutes and 55 seconds long. The video begins with a small Latina with dirty blonde hair, lying face down on a massage table with nothing but a small towel covering her ass. Her cinnamon skin is glistening with oil as rubs her back and shoulders with both his hands.
Wow. Cinnamon skin, huh?
The man flirts with the crack of her cute butt, which is sticking out from under the towel. With each pass, he pushes the towel lower.
Oh, yeah. He's getting that.
That's my move. He stole my move. He stopped short. I can't hear what she's saying, though.
The man listens to the girl's request.
The sound mixing
slides
is real
his
bad
oily on this. Hands down her back and ass, delving deep below the towel.
Oh.
Slow, pinching circles. He slowly lifts the towel off her cute little butt. He folds the towel neatly in half, and then...
like how they described the folding of the towel.
He folds the towel neatly in half. It's like she's reading a bedtime story. I think it's an automated voice, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's the same voice that I heard on the radio.
Okay. But yeah, apparently if you just search described video,
yeah.
You'll...
But yeah, I got a bunch here. I'm looking at... some just... we got one of Miss Colorado... masturbating. That's interesting. I think they could really just do it for any of them. They just gotta make sure that someone, you know, goes through and does the description so that the thing can read it.
Yeah, there's, because if you have an automated system, then it's pretty easy. You just gotta type it all out. But there's a lot of porn out there that you gotta get somebody to go through and...
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, yeah, it's like, oh, you know what? I'm looking right here at videos that I've watched before. But in the described video version, so, yeah.
Let's see, the top-rated one has over a million views.
Wow. I mean, I am willing to bet that, like, at least half, maybe two-thirds of them are people like us just trying to see what's going on.
Yeah, because very quickly it's like 100,000.
Yeah. Here's one I watched before. Described video. Girl eats teen pussy like a juicy peach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean...
I do want to hear, and I don't know if we want to include this, but I do want to hear what it sounds like when they're actually doing it.
Oh, we can include it. I mean...
Camera changes to a shot of the girl.
So it just basically... tells you when
his dick. He uses his hands to pull her ass down on his cock while he continues to thrust. They change positions again, still on the massage table. Now the girl is lying on her back, her legs folded back against her body at the hips. She has her hands on her thighs, holding herself
spread
open.
So
not bad.
It's basically like she's reading a trashy novel.
Yeah, that's exactly what it sounds like. It sounds like some fucking shitty novel that, like, our moms probably read.
See, I wasn't sure if they would be like, he's taking it out again. He's putting it back in. He's taking it out. He's
like that much detail?
Like, yeah, like a real play-by-play.
Yeah.
He's putting it in. He's taking it out. He's putting it in. It's in. It's out. It's in. It's out. It's in. It's out.
Oh,
he scores!
Yeah, it was a forward lateral. That's illegal.
We're seeing a lot from this young guy
out of
Colorado.
He's doing things.
Now he's in Miss Colorado.
Hey-o!
Oh, he's out again. No, he's in. He's out. He's in. He's out.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know what? Good, you know, it's good. I mean, even the blind people have to enjoy their porno.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd listen to it. Hell, I might even listen to it later. Who knows?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it does. I thought it would be, like, real weird. Like, it would be a guy being like...
Oh, God, they can't. He pulls out his dick.
He folds the towel neatly in half.
Neatly in half.
Now he's massaging her ass.
Oh, God, it looks good. He's just throwing in her his own commentary.
Her cinnamon skin glistens in the oil.
God, I want to lick it. Is that him smoking?
Yeah. Seems to enjoy it.
You hear him like packing another pack of cigarettes.
Well, you're not sure if he's packing another pack of cigarettes or whack his dick.
his balls are smacking around.
She's like a great big fat person. He rubs the lotion on her skin. Around she's gonna get the hose. Again.
Ugh, Christ.
He's trying to be real dramatic.
Yeah, he's reading it like it's a fucking...
And then, like, in the middle, while there's nothing to say, and they're just... Yeah, so he's still fucking her, but, I could have been a voice...
I'm done.
I could have been a voiceover artist. I wanted to, but... I loved cigarettes too much, and I can only do this voice now. I wanted to do cartoons. I used to do a really good Shaggy. Oh, wait, hang on. He's pulling out. No, it's back in. Anyway.
No, in, out.
So I used to do a really good Shaggy in the Scooby Machine. Zoinks was great when I said it, but... Got hooked on cigarettes when I was 14. Oh, wait, hang on. All right, he's finishing on her face. Anyway. I made some mistakes in life. So if anyone's still listening after this point... wait, she's looking it off now. Okay, so if anybody's still listening, don't smoke.
That's the moral of the story.
That's the moral of the story, yeah. Anyway, I gotta get surgery next week, so I gotta get one of those things where I sound like this.
Oh, those are the best.
Don't worry, I'll still do voiceover work for the pornos, though.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
It's it. Oh, it's hot.
So, speaking of the porno.
Speaking of porno,
Wouldn't you like to do another run at weird porno comments?
Yeah, did you... get any comments off the screenshot that you sent me last week? Or did you not look?
Off the screenshot I sent you last week?
Off the Resident Evil porn that you found?
Oh, wait, hold on. I might have something here, hold on. Yes, I did find Resident Evil porn. I was actually doing some research on this topic. I've got...
You're doing research on it.
Actually, yes, I do. I do have like one
fucking,
off of that.
Fucking Indiana Jones, and you're researching Resident Evil porn.
Yeah,
you're in the library with the blonde chick.
Yeah, so we can start with this.
Okay, all right.
All right. So I was trying to find weird shit on Pornhub, which is not abnormal for me to do.
Yeah.
And I sent Keith a video of just. People in the Resident Evil universe, mainly like Jill and Rebecca and stuff like the main female characters just getting fucked mostly by like zombies and monsters. It was weird.
Here's my question about that though. Like, okay, somebody has to like render that.
Yes.
But it still apparently takes like 3 years to make a Pixar movie.
Yeah, I don't know. like, they're putting a lot of effort into this.
Like, how long does it take to render this porno? Or is, like, Pixar just being like, yeah, no, we'll get around to it, and then they're playing ping pong?
Yeah, I don't know.
I need answers on this. Somebody get somebody from Pixar on the phone and be like, how long would it take you to render a porno of somebody from Resident Evil?
I want Pixar to make a porno with, like, a story.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be great.
Like an actual story.
Yeah. But, yeah, not like a porno story. Like, we've been there, done that.
Like an actual story, not for kids, but like a real story with lots of fucking in it.
Yeah. Well, so this one, it was just people getting fucked. It was like a compilation video of, like, people in Resident Evil getting fucked by monsters. And it was to a Slipknot song.
Of course it was.
I only knew who did the song after reading the comments. One person, Arise Lulz, says, "I love the music," which Okay. I mean, if you like Slipknot, you got issues. But this other one, Frigid Itch, says, I usually don't like compilations, but A, Slipknot, and B, the split-second clips of real people and their reactions just kill me. I actually laughed out loud right after coming.
What?
Yeah.
There were
actual there was some weird, like reaction shots in it. It was kind of weird. I don't know if you got that far, but...
I literally did not even watch it.
Oh, it was... Oh, you didn't watch it at all?
No, I didn't watch it at all. Like, I...
Why?
Well, I was sitting on the couch watching something with my wife, and I saw your thing, and I was like, okay, I may have to check that out, and I never got around to it, forgot about it.
Oh. All right, well, it was weird. It was definitely weird. And I just don't know how anyone could come during it. That was the weird part.
It's like, it's weird whenever, like, you see that, like, pop up anywhere, where they're just like, watch Homer fuck Marge, and you're like, why would I want to?
Well, like, I've got some stuff like that here.
Oh, you do? That went down a rabbit hole then?
Well, actually, wait, did I? I was trying to find some stuff. Well, I have some more hentai stuff here. Some good comments.
Okay.
Actually, I tried to find some good ones for The Simpsons, but most of them were just people thinking it was funny, which I wanted someone that really, like, thought it was hot.
Yeah.
But
did you, anyway. Did you check into Family Guy?
I saw a couple, but nothing that really interested me.
Okay. So, do they do scrapped videos for this stuff? Because that'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be good.
Like, Marge is getting fucked by Homer.
And it's actually just a voice by Patty or Selma.
If you're watching... if you're watching this right now, you're pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
You better not have your dick out. You better just be at, like a party or something, like, watching it. Just for sick entertainment animal. Values, but, So at the time that I had a narrative video where this chick was getting fucked by a zombie. It's real weird. I don't know why the zombie didn't just, like, bite her and eat her face off or something.
No, they fuck.
That's what they do in The Walking Dead. Instead he was like, con, and just started fucking her, and I don't know. I thought they yelled brains. Anyway. Clips over. Anyway. Moving on.
Alright, so have you ever heard of the, It's a fairly new brand of porno. It's called Tushy.
Tushy?
Tushy. T-U-S-H-Y. Tushy.
Is it anal?
Yeah, it's like only anal.
Okay. Only anal. There's no lead up. They just go straight anal.
No. I think they're because I watched this particular video and there is lead up. But this video is called Tushy Babes, Cassidy Klein and Aubrey Starr, which I've seen in other productions, do anal.
This episode's title, not for moms.
This comment's great. Bree, heavens, is that you and your childhood friend Cassidy, no less? Please come home to mom and dad. You're breaking our hearts. Why are you doing this to us? That was Madman Fan wrote that. Then also someone named Doohickey writes, what a cute little biker leather on Cassidy. Reminds me of Polaroids I've got of my ex. Yeah, old school, but it's all we had back then.
Well, that's weird.
How creepy is that? So he's got old Polaroids of his ex that he J.O.'s to, wearing leather.
Reminds me of Polaroids of my ex.
yeah, exactly. Fucking Buffalo Bill style. So
wow.
Yeah, that one was good. This next one is called Big Jug Banging.
Okay.
I had not heard of this person before. Devin Devine is the porno star. Okay. But people seem to like her.
For some reason, I feel like the name sounds familiar, but I don't know. Probably from working at a video store, she was probably in something that I had to stock.
This is a great one by someone, Calif. It's probably short for California, _ Mongoose.
Is it with a C or K?
C.
Okay.
They're
did he misspell Khalif?
C-A-L-I-F. I'm assuming it's short for California.
Okay, but I was just wondering if maybe he was trying to be cool and misspelled Khalif.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
This person writes, "Damn, she reminds me of my daughter. Face and tits. Wow."
What? That's fucked up.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good one. The next one I found was called 3D Hentai Yuko Female Adventure Warrior.
That's a bad translation.
Yes, I didn't really watch this one. Most of the comments were just like, LOL.
I didn't really watch this one, but...
Some people got into it, though. This person, their name, it's listed as unknown. Best 3D hentai I've seen. If it had titty fucking in it, it would be perfect. I'm not really...
4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. Next comment, fun to watch one. This proves that ogres or orcs or whatever they are know how to do it, too.
Wow.
Orcs
next, are people too. Orcs are people too.
Next is I like comment by I like funny stuff. The tickling was great. Are there any other animations like this or by the people who made this?
Okay.
And then last person, Guest Calix, said, "Holy crap, that was so real." People got really into it.
That's weird.
Yeah. I like the orc or slash ogre comment. That was probably my favorite.
Whatever they're called. They're people too.
Next video is called Casino Foot Job.
Casino Foot Job?
Yes. Uploaded by Foot Addict 69.
Of course it was.
This person, I don't think they're very good at English. Angels 2000, which is a verified user.
Okay.
I don't know even what that means on Pornhub.
We have verified that they jerked off to this video.
It's got the little blue check mark as if it was like a celebrity on Twitter.
Okay.
It's their comment was, "Yes, I like it. Can you do two cock? Yes."
Can you can you do cock? Yes.
Yes, I like it. Can you do two cock? Yes. Obviously it's a foot job. The picture is a foot jerking off, 2 feet jerking off a dick. But I digress.
Can you do two cocks at one time? Is that what it wants?
Do two cock? Oh, me? I don't know. But it's T-O. It's two cock.
How would the guys have to, like, sit or lay or whatever to do two cocks with one set of feet? Like, they would have to have their cocks smashed against each other.
Maybe they'd have to face each other, and then the feet would just be in the middle. That sounds terrible.
Smashing
dicks. I don't like it.
That would not be good at all. Or maybe he was like, "Maybe you can do my cock too."
Maybe.
Maybe that's. Maybe, let's hope that's what he meant.
He only commented a week ago.
instead of, I hope you can smash my cock into another cock with your feet.
Yes. Well, I face some guy in the casino.
Yeah.
Right at the
slot table.
Right before him, Antoine A1 commented.
Oh, A1.
And says, "Looks so soft, they don't need lotion."
Are you into feet at all?
No.
A lot of people are into feet, apparently.
Really? I don't like them at all. I actually am, like, opposite. I want girls I'm with to keep socks and preferably, if I can.
You want them to keep socks on?
Socks and shoes, if they can.
Really?
I'll accept just socks. Yeah. Can't do it. Hate it. Hate feet.
Okay. I don't hate feet. I wouldn't want them to leave, like, socks on.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No, like, okay, like, if we're doing it,
and we're completely naked, but they're still like have their socks on. That'd be weird. That's weird to me.
Oh no, I love it. I prefer it.
Like, well, what kind of socks are we talking about?
Any socks. I mean, high socks would be great.
If they're the high socks, then I'm okay with it. But if it's like the ankle socks, then I'm like, why not just take your socks off?
No, I'm good. I'm good with that too. I mean, I would prefer the high socks. I would love some high socks with sneakers on.
Really?
Oh, 100%. Like, that would be great.
You are really anti feet.
I don't like. I mean, what do feet do for me?
I don't know. I just seems weird to me.
Oh no! With, I love like, when they sneakers? Keep this. I love when they keep the sneakers on. Love it.
So a girl is like, she has like bare feet, but she has like high heels on.
Yeah.
Would you prefer to have high heels or sneakers on?
Sneakers.
Really?
Yes. I mean, I can deal with the high heels. I mean, that's not like a problem. Like, that's fine. But like, yes, I will definitely go sneakers over high heels.
But you, you're like, definitely I want
sneakers. You know what's hot? Uggs. No, I'm not even joking. Like, that's not even like
I know you're serious. That's why I'm laughing.
Like, if they wore like wear Uggs during set, oh, that's fucking hot.
That actually, I mean, I can see that being hotter than sneakers.
Oh yeah, no, sneakers like, are great.
What if they're like the sneakers that you would wear as like a nurse? Like, they're just, like, the white, like, hush puppies. Like,
I mean, I
would
guess.
Would you prefer high heels or white hush puppies? Or black sneakers with Velcro?
Oh, God. I mean, I guess in that case, high heels, but.
Begrudgingly, you pick that?
Yeah, but I would rather just, like cute, like, sneakers.
Like,
girly sneakers.
Okay. So, like, something, like, soft with, like, pink and, like, gray, or, like...
Sure, yeah.
Or whatever. Like, just, okay. I think I know what you mean. Like, neon colors and just regular little...
Something
like,
feminine.
Yeah. Okay. I guess that's fine. Okay. I mean, I don't get the feet thing. Like, I've never been like, I want somebody to jerk me off with their feet. I've never wanted to suck on toes, like, anything like that. But being like, hey, baby, leave your sneakers on while we do it.
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't get.
So,
if you ever become blind, you want to make sure that the guy narrating the porno tells you that they leave the sneakers on.
100%.
Okay.
Yep, not even a question.
I don't know if that's weirder than, like, being into feet or not. It's so unusual.
I don't know. I've talked with some people. I don't think it's that unusual. But I mean, it's not. I'm not going to sit here and say it's completely normal. Like, it's obviously... It's a little weird.
So if you had a girl and she was like, do you want me to take my sneakers and socks off?
I would tell her no.
Or do you want me to leave them on? You would say, I want you to leave them on.
Yes. Like, while we're fucking, yes.
Even if, like, feet weren't involved in the sex act at all?
Yes.
You'd be like, leave them on?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
See,
and I mean, then, you know, and then if we're going to go to bed, like, obviously take your fucking shoes off, but like.
But while we're doing the act, I want you to leave your shoes
off. Oh, while we're having sex, I want you to wear footwear. Yes.
Yes. But then afterwards, I want you to take them off.
Take your goddamn shoes. I don't want you, just, you know, messing up my bed.
Yeah. I don't want the shit that's on the bottom of your sneakers getting into my bed. But while we're on top of my bed, you can leave them on.
100%.
All right. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Next video is called Stepsister Catches Brother Masturbating to Her.
Wait, did we read the last thing about the feet?
Yeah, looks so soft they don't need
the lotion. Oh, yeah, okay.
This next one, yeah. Girl catches her stepbrother jerking off to her.
There's a lot of stepbrother sister stuff out there too.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy.
It's popping up a lot more, and I'm like, this seems weird.
It is a little weird. I got another verified account by Coco 6KA.
6KA. Ooh.
Yeah. This one is, I like this, it's more of an observation. It says, the dog barking and constant creaking from the cameraman were just off-putting.
Like the dog's going, you shouldn't be doing this. Your step-siblings, roof. I don't approve, roof.
Yeah, basically. And just, I guess the floor is creaky. I didn't really watch the video because, yeah. I mean, whatever. The next comment.
Have you ever seen one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it's always like, immediately, right in front, it's like, but you're my stepbrother.
Oh, yeah, it's like the first thing that says, like, oh my god, we're not supposed, what if we get caught? And I'm like, you're not related.
And then immediately it just goes, oh, but whatever, I don't care.
Yeah, and they're just like, it's okay. No, they'll be like, come, we can't do it. You're my stepbrother. And they'll be like, exactly, stepbrother doesn't mean anything. And they're like, oh, I guess you're right. You know. That's how they all go.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple. I've seen, you know. Handful.
There's a lot of like POV ones too out there.
Yeah,
cropping up.
This next comment from the same video.
It's all just research. I just want to.
No, I know. We're just like Pete Townsend.
Yeah, we're just doing research, cycling through stuff. But I definitely don't have any step siblings, and I know you don't. So
no.
we wouldn't be having this conversation if we did. Sorry, go on.
Next comment is by 2play52. They have a star next to their name. I don't know if they're like a preferred user. Maybe they have Pornhub Prime or whatever.
Get jerked off in 2 days.
Yeah, this comment's great. Hell, if I was the dad and walked in, I would tell my son... Oh, no, I would tell my son to move to one side so daddy can lick that hot, smooth, shaved pussy. I would come all over those tits, too. Very hot, guys.
What?
Like, what a weird person. Who says shit like that?
Who comments on porn, though, really? Like,
I... See, like, the one about, like, the dog barking and stuff, like, that's funny. Like, I'd be like, okay, you're like, you can comment, you know, just because you want to, like, make a joke. But, like, this person, like, is sick. Like, this is a sick individual.
If I were to comment on porn, which I've never done, but if I were to, it would be, of the dog barking kind of thing. And being like, I see the cameraman's reflection at minute 137.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. I might have one or two more, I think. This one's called Anal Acrobats, Lesbians Play with Massive Double Dildo.
Okay.
This comment isn't... Oh, it's once a luscious blonde says, that sex toy looks like an eel. Ew.
Okay.
I watched the video, or I watched like a little bit. It does look like an eel. It's kind of creepy. GTO Gregory, it is not me.
Okay.
Says, Alyssa looks so pretty with her sparkling blue eyes and black bangs. The other girl is equally pretty with her fair skin and pierced pussy lips. I wonder who she is? ? Like, GTO Gregory, I'm sorry. Like, you really need to, like, get a life.
That's, I feel like that's even creepier, because basically he's like, I want to find more videos of this other chick.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but
instead of being like,
they're all tagged.
Is she, or is, because they don't always tag them when they upload.
Well, true. I mean, a lot of them are.
So, like, but if she's not tagged, and he's like, instead of being like, who's the other chick? He's just like, oh, this one's real pretty. But this other one's pretty too. I wonder who she is.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, all right. I mean, have you? And I'm assuming you're in the same book as I am. There has been at least one occasion where you watched a porno video. You wanted to know who the girl was in it because you were like, I wonder what else they do. And you like you searched you like did like a little bit of searching for it.
Some kind of searching. Like trying to scroll through the comments to see if anybody had been like, who is this chick?
Right, but I'm just saying like you put in like a minute's worth of effort to find out what her name was so that you could find another video with her.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's not that hard. Like, yeah. I feel like you don't need to be a wicked creep about it to find another video with this person.
You don't have to come up with this whole excuse of being like, I wonder who she could be.
Like, dude, sometimes you just feel like looking at a certain chick or a certain thing. Like, it's not a big deal. I like this comment. It's very simple and to the point. The person who wrote it is Oz, the Wizard of Porn. Nice. And his comment is just, ass sex fans. Exclamation point. I don't know.
Right then.
Yeah. And this is my last one. This video is called MILF Gets Ravaged by a Burglar.
Okay.
Have you like this is like a whole subgenre too of like burglar porn.
Yeah. There is a weird, like, and then, like, the husband's there, and the wife's like, no, it's okay, keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, this one, MikeJ2358, I just like the comment because he seems to be judgy. He says, she gave up the pussy real quick. Like, he's watching a porno and, like he expected something else. Like, he expected that, like, she was going to, like, play hard to get or something. Like, they were going to go out on a couple dates. Yeah, like, he's just like, oh, no, I can't fuck you right now. But he's just like, oh, man, she came up quick.
That was fast.
Yeah.
I expected the burglar to break in a second and third time before he fucked her.
Yeah, right? Like, this was going to be like a series or something before they had sex.
You always fuck on the third robbery. It's a rule.
Right? Yeah, it's a Seinfeld rule.
Three robberies, God. Then you get it.
Yep. So
there was another... Fuck, I just had a thing. I was trying to think of what it was. There was another weird, like, porn thing that I was going to mention to you.
Like a weird genre.
Like the property sex one.
Property sex one?
Yeah, what do you mean? It's like it's mainly like realtors. Like, I don't know, it popped up the other day for me. where it's like it's a realtor and they're like, oh well, do you like this house? And he's like, yeah, I'd like a lot more if you fuck me. Here's $500.
What? That's a thing?
I didn't actually like watch the whole thing.
Well, yeah, how many videos do you really watch from beginning to end?
But it's always, I think it's usually like a realtor and then like a guy looking at a place and then somehow they end up fucking.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And then, but I think it's also transformed into, like the, there's like the tenant, and then like the landlord comes in and is like, you're behind on your rent.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And she's like, yeah. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I have no money, what am I gonna do? And he just pulls out his dick.
I need money now, and Montel Williams isn't here to help. What can I do?
It'd be great if that's just the start of a J.G. Wentworth commercial.
call J.G. Wentworth.
877 cash now.
877 cash now. And then when they do the falsetto, it's the little hole in the dick singing.
Eight seven seven cock no.
877 cash no.
Oh God.
She's like looking it straight in the eye.
God. So yeah, we call him this like parents shouldn't, mom shouldn't listen or whatever.
Oh yeah, this is totally called not for our moms. Jesus.
I mean, we've probably had worse, but I mean, whatever. Any of our episodes are really for moms, so.
No, but this one's definitely not. God. Man. But you know, the thing is, my mom would just probably ignore it.
Yeah.
If, of course, the thing is, like half an hour ago, my mom would have been like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
Yeah. Well, no, that's exactly what Sue would do, too. She'd get to a point, and she'd just, like, she'd hear it going in a direction, and she'd be like, all right, no, forget it.
Yeah, she'd, like,
I'm done.
She'd have it, like, hooked up to, like a little speaker, like, across the room, and then she would hear it, and even with, like, a bad back and a busted hip, my mom would be like, no!
And, that's it? I've had enough?
And dive for the button as we were, like, masturbate. No!
Vagina.
She's, like, chucking things across the room to hit it.
Oh, yeah.
Mom, why do you have a new cell phone again? No reason. I dropped it. I dropped it.
By the way, I listened to your podcast.
Yeah. I dropped it on the steps of the cellar. That's exactly what happened. I did not throw Hummel at it. That's not just, what happened.
And after all, you're like, is Dad hitting you? You sound like you're not telling me the truth. Is Dad beating you?
By the way, where's the Hummel of the little German boy feeding a sheep? Where's that at? What happened to that?
Oh, he went back home.
It's nowhere.
He needed some Lebensraum. Hmm?
Oh. Hmm. My wife is back early.
Hi, wife.
And then you find like the sheep tail in the the corner of the room, and you're like,
in the shag carpet.
Yeah, and you're just like, oh my god, the sheep is broken.
What happened in here? And your mind just wanders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot. This is Ben, but you're wrong. I'm Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg D. Nicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. And if you're leaving comments on a porno website, go the fuck outside.
What does that mean?
Go outside. Why are you leaving comments on a porn page? Just watch the video, do your job, and go outside.
Yeah.
Get a life.
I know. It's more of a chore than it really should, you know.
Like, you're like, all right, I gotta watch 30 seconds of this video, whatever. Go 30, on.
God, I wish it was 30 seconds.
Okay, you have to watch whatever this
video. 2 minutes.
You have to watch 2 minutes of this video, then you fucking do your job, and then you can continue on with your day. But then you're like, oh, well, let me craft this comment for it. Just go about your day. Just why are you leaving comments? There shouldn't even be a comment section.
That's what's most troubling, really.
Why are there comments and why are there people leaving comment sections? I understand the like and dislike. That makes sense to me.
Yes. Well, I base a lot on that, actually.
You can do quick click, top rated, most liked.
I'm not going to try and jerk off to something that's got, like, a 50% rating. Yeah. I need like, a 79 or above.
Okay, fine. Yeah, 79 or above. And you know, but that makes sense that people rate it, and then you're like, okay, like or dislike. It's like Rotten Tomatoes, you know?
Right, right.
So, that I understand. But why do you gotta leave the comments on a porn video?
I don't know. Because people are weird. But you know what? I'm glad they do it, because I enjoy doing this segment every few months.
And then who besides us is reading the comments on a porn segment?
I don't know.
Who else is watching a porno being like, let me just see here?
I mean, I do it because I'm sick, but like, I guess other people.
You do it for the goof, and I'm sure other people do it for the goof too. But yeah. Like, who's out there going like, hang on, before I watch this video, let me see
if this guy got some good reviews.
Yeah. Let me scroll through the comments here. Oh, if this was the stepdad, he would come on the tits.
Maybe I should give this a shot.
Let me scroll back up here and hit play. Like, fuck, just get a life.
I know, Keith, I know. All right, not everyone can be as interesting as us.
Yeah, buying weird shit on Amazon, like lockpicking sets and shit.
Yeah, no kidding.
Buy a rubber pussy on Amazon.
Yep.
I'm like 2 months away from doing that, by the way.
Please let me know when you do.
If I do, I will totally let you know. But I am probably a lot longer away from doing that, considering last time we looked it up, it was way expensive.
Yeah, it was like $158.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous. It was not within the $15 limit.